I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. We now have Senate candidate in the state of Alabama, Mo Brooks, with us now. Mo, appreciate you calling in.
My pleasure.
So how's it going, sir? You're in a runoff. What are the key issues, and what do people need to know?
Well, that's kind of a broad question. In a nutshell, it's going to be a David versus Goliath type of race, MAGA versus anti-MAGA. The big money swamp machine in Washington, D.C. versus the people. I'm not going to have nearly as much money as the establishment candidate. That'd be Katie Britt. We conservatives tend to be somewhat frugal, which is a good thing normally. Not so good when you're trying to raise money in a political campaign. But we're very pleased. You know, as Canada's dead about 2 months ago, and like Lazarus, I was resurrected, although this time it was by the people of the state of Alabama. So I'm very appreciative of those who felt that they wanted a person in the United States Senate who shares their respect for the foundational principles that have made America the greatest nation in world history.
Appreciate you coming on with us. When is the runoff election, and what will the role be, if any, of Donald Trump in your mind in this election? I know he's endorsed and then pulled the endorsement. Do you expect him to get involved at all in the runoff?
I don't know if he will or not directly, but of course he will indirectly. By way of example, the Trump family, Donald Trump Jr., has referred to Katie Britt as Alabama's Liz Cheney. And for those of you who don't know, Liz Cheney is a Pelosi Republican. That's not a good thing to be. And then Donald Trump has already said about Katie Britt that she is not, this is a quote, is not in any way qualified, and is certainly not what our country needs or not what Alabama wants, end quote. So you've got those kind of past quotes by President Trump about Katie Britt. And more recently, he has said some things that are kind of off the wall about me. For example, he called me woke, which is an unusual descriptive term for someone who, according to the American Conservative Union, has the best record of any person from Alabama who serves in the House or the Senate in Washington, D.C.
Speaking of Congressman Mo Brooks, he's running for Senate in Alabama. Congressman, as you know, there's a lot of discussion going on right now. Well, a lot of push from the Democrats for some form of gun control. I wanted you to react to Joe Biden, who has been obviously making the rounds on this issue.
I spent my career as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and as vice president working for common sense gun reforms. As I said, as a senator and a vice president. While they clearly will not prevent every tragedy, we know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a...
Yeah, so he's saying significant impact, no downside. Well, what is it, Congressman? What does Joe Biden want us to do that's going to stop so much and not be an infringement?
Well, I will let people decide for themselves what the phrase shall not be infringed, quote unquote, means in the United States Constitution. To me, that means that you shall not be doing things that inhibit the ability of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms. That's the way I interpret the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And because of that, as you're probably aware, I've been endorsed by the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, and the National Association of Gun Rights. That's in part because I've had a perfect A record in Congress, according to the NRA and Gun Owners of America. But it's also in part because Katie Britt has a less than good record, having publicly stated that she would have voted for, back in September, legislation that had red flag laws in it. That's where they seize your guns first based on rumor or surmise, and then you have to litigate to get them back. So we have a big clash here between myself and Katie Britt. Of course, both of us clash with Joe Biden, probably what he wants done, based on the quote that we just heard. But I'm going to fight to protect the Second Amendment. And keep in mind, I'm one of the people who's been in one of those shootouts, having been the target of an assassination attempt at a baseball field in Virginia, in which five of my friends were shot and the assassin was killed, 170 bullets fired over about a 7-minute period of time. And another thing that the Democrats are doing here is they're trying to divert attention from the causes of these killings. And that's what's very important. You have a lot of these kids nowadays, young people who grew up in single-parent households or grew up, they were born out of wedlock, or they weren't exposed to proper moral values that teach us the value of life. Those are all Democrat things. They're the ones who have adopted policies that have encouraged childbirth out of wedlock, that have encouraged divorces and single-parent households, that make it so much more difficult for one parent to raise a youngster correctly than two parents. I mean, it's just easier with two. And so what they're trying to do by diverting this public attention to something else is they're trying to strip us of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, where Joe Biden and the other leftists want to do it a little bit at a time, in part because they don't want the American people to be able to take back their government should it ever become dictatorial, bearing in mind that the Democrats want to impose socialism, and socialism at its heart is dictatorial.
We're talking to Congressman Mo Brooks. He's in the runoff for the Alabama Senate seat against Katie Britt that will be voted on soon. We've got a monster audience in Alabama, Congressman. We're number one in Birmingham and all throughout the state. So we got a lot of people in Alabama listening to us right now. And a lot of those people have heard us in the last couple of hours talking about the school shooting in Texas. And you kind of touched on it a little bit. But I'm curious what you would directly attribute. We've had available guns in this country for hundreds of years. Prior to Columbine, we did not have inside of school shootings occurring like they have. What should we do to try to stop these school shootings, which I think everybody agrees we should be trying to stop them going forward in your mind?
Well, back at, up in my neck of the woods in the Tennessee Valley, we have a pretty secure school system.
Yep.
You have to go through one set of doors before you can get through to the next set of doors that are locked. And
yep.
In between, you have a barrier where you can communicate with somebody who in turn can look at you and determine whether you have a legitimate purpose for being in that school. Of course, they can look at you and determine whether you're carrying a rifle of some kind or perhaps whether you're carrying pistols or other weapons. So that's what we have done in my neck of the woods here in the Tennessee Valley. Each system on its own has to determine what they can afford on the one hand and what ought to be put in place in order to adequately protect the children that are there. And I do want to emphasize something you just said, and that is that these things used to be very rare. When I was growing up, back in a day when we focused more on moral values, back in the day when you had two-parent households so that the parents could give better instruction, particularly on right and wrong, particularly on moral values and the value of life, a mass shooting was rare. I don't think I can think of one mass shooting during the decade of my youth. Not one in 10 years. Now, there may have been one someplace, and I just missed it, because after all, I was anywhere from about 6 years old to 16, 17 years old. But look at how it is today. And what's the change? The laws concerning gun ownership were a lot more open back when I was growing up. Heck, I used to bring a gun to school. It stayed in my car because I'd just gotten through duck hunting. Okay, so it's early morning hunting. Put the shotgun in the car, drive the car to school. And we didn't have this stuff because we had better moral values being taught. But nowadays, you've got amoral values being advocated by Democrats in particular, and then being accepted by Republicans who are unwilling to fight those Democrats who are pushing these amoral values on us. That's the big change, the societal change. And if you look at the root of these shootings, I think you're going to find most of the time, but not always, that there are any number of about four or five or six different factors that have contributed to that person deciding what they want to do. Sometimes it's drugs. Sometimes it's despair because the future doesn't look as good as it used to. See, when I was growing up, we didn't have this competition for blue-collar jobs by illegal aliens and other cheap foreign laborers. And so even if you didn't have the skill set to get the best grades in school, you still could have a pretty good future. You might start out as a carpenter and eventually have your own business as a carpenter, as a framer, whatever it may be. You might start out as a roofer and eventually have your own business. Heck, I have a client who was a high school dropout, okay? And he became wealthy. Last time I'm familiar with how much he earned, it was $300 million in 1 year. He was telling me it was $38,000 an hour, even when he's sleeping. A high school dropout, because he worked really hard and eventually came up with the idea of founding a company known as ABC Supply, which is now America's largest distributor of roofing, siding, and windows. So that was the kind of opportunity you had when I was growing up, when you didn't have all this cheap foreign labor competition. The gentleman that I worked for, he might not ever have started out.
Congressman, Congressman, can I ask you that? Sorry, we cut there for a second, yeah. The audio. But on that issue of illegal immigration, the border is arguably the worst it has ever been in terms of lawlessness. The numbers are very clear in that regard, and they're likely to get worse over the next 6 months, which just seems mind-blowing, but that's what everyone at Border Patrol will tell you right now. What is the answer? What should we do? How do we fix this problem?
It is easy to fix if you elect the right people. You've got two blocks of elected officials who form a majority that keep us who want border security from doing what it needs doing. So it's up to the public doing their homework. Those two blocks consist of Democrats on the one hand who see open borders and ultimately amnesty and citizenship as their long-term ticket to rule of this country. Then you've got the Chamber of Commerce Republicans who support cheap foreign labor, legal or illegal, however they can get it here, because that's in exchange for huge campaign contributions. And this, by the way, is a huge contrast point between myself and Katie Britt. I've got an A-plus grade with Numbers USA every single year I've been in the United States Congress on border security and the issue of cheap foreign labor. Katie Britt, on the other hand, has been endorsed by virtually every entity that wants cheap foreign labor, and they have provided millions of dollars in support to her campaign because, in the eyes of these professional, paid, special interest group lobbyists, Katie Britt is the one out of the six candidates running for the United States Senate who has the weakest record on border security and the weakest record on cheap foreign labor. So that's a huge contrast. Now, what can we do if we get the right people elected? Well, for one thing, you can do E-Verify so that the employers are put in a position where they have access to the information that tells them whether a person is here lawfully or illegal, okay? Then you can also build the wall, and you can start enforcing the laws that are already on the books so that people don't think that they can ignore our laws. Part of that would be, as soon as they cross the border, just catch and return. Not catch and release in the United States, catch and return across the border. If you come in illegally, boom. You're exported immediately. Deportation is the key. If you're caught in the interior of the United States, deportation is the key. Ultimately, if you deny these illegal aliens wages, then they will not come because it's the money that entices them to break our laws and enter the United States of America. And just by way of an example, which industry is it that has the highest percentage of illegal aliens? According to Pew Research, it's big ag, the agricultural industry. So that's what, and they're a big player in politics in Alabama and across the country. And that is their number one or number two lobbying position is giving more cheap foreign labor. And of course, that undermines the wages of American citizens and costs them job opportunities.
Congressman, we appreciate the time. Good luck in the runoff. And thanks to everybody in Alabama who will be making that decision. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, sir.
Thank you. You too.
I want to tell you about our friends at MyPillow. They have got some incredible offers all across their website. But right now, the slippers. These things, you can wear them anywhere. You can wear them indoors, outdoors. You can wear them to go pick up the kids. You can wear them to take them to the ballpark. You can wear them anywhere. My mom and my wife are in love with these things. My wife bought a bunch for all of her running partners. I had my mom at the Little League games recently. I looked down. She was wearing her My Slippers, kicked up the heels, watching from the Little League bleachers. These things you can wear anywhere. They are phenomenal. And right now, you've got an incredible offer available. Blowout sale of the year. It won't last long. You can save $90 on a pair. It might be a great time to stock up future gifts for family and friends. Go online, MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Clay and Buck. You get an incredible limited time offer on these My Slippers. I'm telling you, man or woman, you will love them. I like my pair too, but I can't tell you how much my wife and all of her friends love them as well. Slippers come with a one-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. That is 800-792-3269. Get hooked up today, MyPillow.com. Use the code Clay and Buck.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret. Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees. That's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck, you want something to think about over the weekend so you can be apprised of the latest in the world of sports? So if you happen to stroll across some sports fans on the beach on your little getaway here.
You know, I can impress all the bros while I order a Pilsner. Yeah.
That's right. Standing at the bar, you can lean over to them and you can say, hey, did you see that Colin Kaepernick, former NFL quarterback, has worked out for the Raiders and that Las Vegas may be going to sign Colin Kaepernick. Now, here's my conspiracy theory, Buck. The Raiders are just a total mess, right? They've had to fire all their top executives for a variety of reasons. They had a player who was driving drunk, allegedly, and killed someone. They've had another player who was on video threatening to kill someone. Their head coach got fired for using language that was deemed to be inappropriate in a whole NFL lawsuit. I think this is an opportunity for Davis, the son of Al Davis, who is the owner of the franchise, to basically get a woke out of jail free card, right? You sign Colin Kaepernick, you are the king woke owner. And even if there's all these other inappropriate things that are going on inside of your organization, you just throw down the woke insurance card on signing Colin Kaepernick and boom, nobody in sports media will say a negative word about you. I think that's Mark Davis's play.
I just cannot watch the NBA,
I get it.
The NFL, Major League
I get
Baseball.
It, trust me.
I can't do it, man. Can't do it. And I just wonder, is Colin, how old is Colin Kaepernick now? Isn't he?
He's still not that old. I think he's like 35. He's been out of the league 6 years. He was not good when he was last in the league. The chances of him coming back and playing at a high level are very low. It will be a monster attention. If I could point to anyone this is going to be awful for, it would be Derek Carr, the starting quarterback for the Raiders, because now your backup quarterback, like, it's all the attention. Every time you have a bad game, all the chirping in the background is, put Colin Kaepernick in.
You
all the people
gonna
who
be
know
said,
nothing
right?
about football.
Because I can understand the political narrative behind all this, the woke narrative. If they do put Kaepernick in, and it's like they might as well have put me in. Like, he's fumbling, he's throwing interceptions, he's a total mess. You know what they're gonna say? It's not his fault. They stole 6 years of him being the best. So they're not even gonna admit that he got fired or wasn't in the NFL anymore because he wasn't good. They're gonna say, oh, but he would have been amazing.
Well,
it's like Fauci. If we listen to Fauci, oh, we wouldn't have had any COVID if we had just listened to Fauci.
I think it undercuts his martyrdom narrative a lot when he's getting paid to play. So I kind of welcome him back, if only because we can all see how much he actually sucks in the event that he gets back on the field.
We love hearing from people in this audience who are in less pain every day because of our amazing sponsor, Relief Factor. George in Oregon is one of them, driving a truck for 10 hours a day each weekday. That caused him to have limited movement in his knee and stiffness due to swelling. Using Relief Factor to reduce that inflammation and relieve that pain, wow, George is like a new man now. Relief Factor is the 100% drug-free product that addresses pain in the hands, knees, hips, neck, and shoulders where inflammation can wreak havoc. Created by doctors and perfected over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered, and about 70% of them go on to order more. Join the more than 500,000 people. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Again, that's relieffactor.com or call this phone number 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Welcome back to Clay and Buck. Right now, live press conference in Uvalde, Texas, with the South Texas Regional Director of Public Safety, Victor Escalon. Go.
Multiple times. 11:40, he walks into the west side of Robb Elementary. According to reports, video we have obtained from outside, inside, and again, we're still combing through that. So bear with us. Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school. We're trying to get a number. We're in the process of analyzing that video. 4 minutes later, local police departments, Uvalde Police Department, the Independent School District Police Department are inside, making entry. They hear gunfire, they take rounds, they move back, get cover. And during that time, they approach where the suspect is at. According to the information I have, he went in at 11:40. He walks, and I'm at approximate 20 feet, 30 feet. He makes a right. He walks into the hallway. He makes a right, walks another 20 feet. Turns left into a schoolroom, into a classroom that has doors open in the middle. Officers are there, the initial officers, they receive gunfire. They don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving. But we have officers calling for additional resources. Everybody that's in the area, tactical teams, we need equipment, we need specialty equipment, we need body armor, we need precision riflemen, negotiators. So during this time that they're making those calls to bring in help to solve this problem and stop it immediately, they're also evacuating personnel, not say personnel, students, teachers. There's a lot going on, a lot complex situation. They're measuring. Approximately an hour later, U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrive. They make entry, shoot and kill the suspect. But you also had a Zavala County deputy and Uvalde Police Department that made entry and killed the suspect. Immediately, numerous officers. Now it turns into a rescue operation. How do we save these children? Some made it out. We don't have a hard number yet, but that was a goal. And then continuing, making the area safe, continued. A lot of moving parts afterwards. But during, they were taking gunfire, negotiations, and developing a team to make entry to stop them. I'll take a few questions. And again, look, I summary. One more thing I forgot to mention that I want to clear up that came out early on. It was reported that a school district police officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody. To clear the record on that. 4 minutes later, law enforcement are coming in to solve this problem. So, just want to clear that up. That's very important. And again, this will happen as we move forward. So, thank you. I'll take a few questions. So right now, you know, during the investigation, it appears it was unlocked. So we're going to look at that and try to corroborate that as best as we can. I do that. Hey, please, one at a time, and we'll address as many questions as we can. So let me finish this question.
One at a time. Announce your name. Announce your network. Okay. Just be respectful, please.
So, Josh, you know, thank you for the question. So right now, it appears it was unlocked. Like I said, it goes back to the investigation. It takes time. We will find out as much as we can why it was unlocked, or maybe it was locked. But right now, it appears it was unlocked. So thank you. Yes, sir.
You say at one point he was inside here. Among the things you were attempting negotiation, was he responding to negotiation? And in that period of time, was it continued gunfire?
So during that time, right now, according to the information we have, the majority of the gunfire was in the beginning. In the beginning. I say numerous, more than 25. I mean, it was a lot of gunfire in the beginning. During the negotiations, there wasn't much gunfire other than trying to keep the officers at bay. That could change depending as once we analyze the video. But right now, according to the information, he did not respond.
My question is this: was there a school officer on campus? And was that school officer armed? Is that still in control?
So at this time, no. No. There was not an officer readily available armed. No.
Was there an officer? No. Nothing.
I can't answer that yet. I'll circle back with you again. As we do that investigation, we have all these questions we want to answer. So, but I'll get back with you, sir.
There's a 12 minute gap from when he crashes his truck to when he enters the school. 12 minutes. What happened at 12 minutes?
So you got to understand, 11:30 is the information we have at this point that we can confirm. 11:30 a.m., the PD gets we got a crash and a man with a gun. Then you have responding officers. That's what it is. If it's 12 minutes from 11:30 to 11:40, that's the information we have right now. Look, at the end of the day, our job is to report the facts and have those answers. We're not there yet. Over here. Say it again. So right now, the first 911 call is at 11:30. I will get the time, what it took to respond. So we'll have that answer. Yes. Could. There's a lot of possibilities. There's a lot of possibilities. Until we receive an interview, because there was numerous officers at that classroom, numerous. Once we interview all those officers, what they were thinking, what they did, why they did it, the video, the residual interviews, we'll have a better idea. Could anybody have got there sooner? You gotta understand, small town. Yeah, people from Eagle Pass, from Del Rio, Laredo, San Antonio responding to a small community. That's a tough question. That's a tough question. Again, it goes back. Our job is to report the facts.
All right. So there you have the press conference. Clay, the big piece of information that we just heard that is contrary to published reports as of this morning. We talked on the show.
Yep.
There was no armed resource officer. There was no confrontation. This murdering psychopath essentially waltzed into the school with an AR-15, and the doors seemed to have been open, and there was nobody to stop him, nothing, no security. So that's a dramatic shift in the narrative. And just my first impression of listening to this is some of these law enforcement officers on the scene know they got a big problem on their hands right now with people asking, how do you sit there for an hour? This is one untrained 18-year-old with a rifle who is murdering dozens of kids. How do you sit there as trained law enforcement for an hour and wait for the BORTAC team to come in and eliminate the threat?
That is the question. So just to reiterate for people who may not have been able to hear everything, no security officer. It doesn't appear the door was even locked. So he walked right into the school. It does. And the question that I wanted to get answered that I have not heard, maybe it'll get asked, was the school alerted and aware that there was any armed person in the vicinity, right? Because they said they got a call at 11:30 about the accident in the car and the man who was armed. We don't know how far that accident was necessarily. At least I haven't heard from the school. Was the school alerted there's an armed man in the vicinity? If so, why was the immediate aftermath not a lockdown scenario in the school, which is commonplace? Why was there no school resource officer armed there? Do they never have one? That's another question. Why in the world was the door unlocked? It appears the doors were open to the classroom. Based on these facts,
they were open to him, apparently, and he was able to lock. It doesn't seem like there was a lockdown.
It sounds
like he locked it from the inside, and they couldn't get in.
Right. So all of this would appear to be an epic level failure of security at its most basic level. If that door is locked, maybe he fires his way in, maybe he shoots his way in, but you would think at least then you're hearing the gunshots. It also sounds, Buck, like the initial murders happened almost instantaneously, because they say that they made contact with this guy within 4 minutes and then waited, to your point, an hour with a lone gunman in a classroom filled with children before you actually managed to storm the
classroom. Was firing. They said in the press conference as well, there was active firing, certainly at law enforcement, and they don't know, by the way. These are bullets. I mean, these are 5, 5, 6 rounds. They're going to, go through walls. It's not clear how many windows there were or how that was playing out. But active firing, he could be firing the officers and then executing more kids.
Yeah, right.
They're sitting there. They don't know. The law enforcement officers don't know. So they're sitting there for an hour. An hour is a long time.
Incredibly long time to not have made a decision to go in. And by the way, again, we're running, you just heard us running that interview live with the spokesperson there. There are some of the information that we started off the show asking. We're getting some of those answers. I think these are important factual answers, but things that are going to be haunting for a long time. Why was that school not locked down? Why was the door that allowed this guy to be able to enter? And why did it take an hour, given that police officers were responding within 4 minutes to that school? We've got a lot of questions we still need to know the answers to. By the way, we appreciate all of you out there, particularly those of you who support this show, like a new sponsor that we have called Chalk. Chalk is producing supplements, health supplements for men and women. They've made it their mission to deliver an easier, healthier way for you to have sustained energy and focus all day. They work, these Chalk supplements do, because of their high purity and potency. And they also help to deal with a major issue that has become apparent in this country and around the world. It's an overall decline of testosterone. In fact, right now, you know, the average man has half the testosterone of the average man 50 years ago. Well, you can get hooked up and help to increase that as much as 20% over 90 days if you use Chalk daily. Here's how you get to know the company. Best thing their products do is they will help you maximize your full potential every single day when it comes to energy and focus without all the peaks and crashes you might experience with energy drinks. You can learn more about Chalk's ingredients, how they work, at chalk.com. That's spelled C-H-O-Q. I'd suggest getting started with Chalk's Mel Vitality Stack. Contains 3 natural supplements for the ultimate daily boost for American men. Visit chalk.com. Again, that's spelled C-H-O-Q. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. It's going to get you 30% off everything you buy. That's chalk.com and my name, C-L-A-Y, for 30% off.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome back in, Clay and Buck. A lot of you reacting to the audio we just carried live from Uvalde, Texas, from the analyzing the situation at the school. To reiterate, no armed officer at the school, no confrontation outside. The school door was reportedly unlocked. The murderer walked into the school, walked into an open classroom, and almost immediately opened fire there on the kids. Police responded within 4 minutes. They were inside of the school. They took fire from the suspect. And then from the police response perspective, Buck, the part that still doesn't add up to us is that they were potentially there for an hour, according to the spokesperson himself, before they actually went in. Now, we will continue to follow this story. Certainly, it's not going away anytime soon. We'll do it tomorrow on the Friday edition of the program, continue to update any of those details. Buck, you, as many people out there are listening to us, will be doing as well. It is Memorial Day weekend. You are going to be headed out Friday. You'll be back with me on Tuesday. We are both going to be off. There will be a best of playing on Memorial Day itself. But we'll be back on Tuesday. I'll be in tomorrow. You want to go ahead and say goodbye to everybody. Wish them a good Memorial Day weekend, because I know that's the hope for a lot of people out there.
I know that it's a holiday weekend. It's also a solemn weekend for a lot of people, and that should be noted in this. And I think it is worth it for everybody to take some time to think about those who have paid the price throughout our history for this country. And with that said, I just also always want to tell everybody how appreciative Clay and I are of all of you listening all across the country. I mean, today was just one of these days where it's, you know, we're able to reach out to this audience to bring your knowledge and just your sense of what's going on to the conversation. Really enriches our show, brings so much expertise and so much just additional heft to be able to reach out to all of you. And we appreciate you, if even for those of you who don't call in, but you write us, we're reading and trying to respond to as many of the messages as we can. And especially when the country's having a tough week, we're all having a bit of a tough week emotionally as a nation. And so, you know, we appreciate all of you, and we're all in this together, team. We're all in the fight together.
There's no doubt. And we'll have a special Memorial Day show to a large extent tomorrow. I think you guys will enjoy it. We'll have Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida will join us, among others. We have got an incredible story that I think many of you are going to love to hear, involving Donald Trump and a nearly 100-year-old World War II veteran. It's going to be an incredible story. Trust me, a little bit of a tease there. And we hope all of you, if you're going on the road, you're starting that process, make sure you download the podcast. You don't miss a minute. We want all of you to be safe. And Buck said it well. It's a privilege to talk to you guys every single day. The amount of expertise, knowledge, patriotism that exists in this audience is unequaled anywhere else in the entire American media industry. It's a privilege for us to hang out with you every day. Buck, have a fantastic time over the weekend with you and your girlfriend, and same for everybody else out there who may be traveling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.